Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Authorities in Wyoming are suspending the search for a missing hiker from Minnesota. Crews have been looking for Grant Gardner of Lakeville since August 1st. Bighorn County Sheriff Ken Blackburn said in a statement, "Our teams have exhausted all resources and personnel over the last 20 days. With weather conditions and other factors updated in our search models, we have to face the reality that the most optimistic survival odds have run out." Blackburn says they will rest and then begin search and recovery efforts as time and evidence allow. Gardner last contacted his wife by texting after reaching the summit of a mountain in the area. A Meeker County man will be sentenced in November for trying to rob and kill a man at a boat landing near Litchfield. J.P. Cola reports.
The jury found 26-year-old Trey Ertle of Litchfield guilty of attempted second-degree murder, first-degree aggravated robbery, and assault. Ertle's trial began August 11th on charges stemming from the robbery and assault on an Olivia man in June 2024. Ertle and two co-defendants were accused of bringing the victim to a rural area on the pretense of showing him a camper for sale, then stealing his money, hitting him with a car, beating and stabbing him. I'm J.P. Cola.
Governor Tim Walz is making his way through the Minnesota State Fair this opening day.
We talk about the great Minnesota get-together. I think more than ever, it's needed. So we're getting out here and nobody's talking politics. They're talking food. They're talking other things. So it's exciting.
The great Minnesota get-together runs through Labor Day. Two former employees of Lakeway Express convenience store in Fergus Falls have been charged with stealing lottery tickets from the business. 33-year-old Donovan Bolden and 50-year-old Heidi Hagen, both of Fergus Falls, were charged with state lottery fraud and theft earlier this week. In other headlines, the Minnesota DNR is reminding hunters not to harvest marked research bears when the season opens September 1st. Project leader Andy Try says the bears with GPS radio collars all have large cattle-style ear tags.
Our job is to figure out what's going on with survival, reproduction, and a number of other factors to inform bear management. And so to do that, we collar a really small fraction of the overall state's bear population.
Try says there are 50 bears collared, mostly near Grand Rapids, Brainerd, and Camp Ripley in Little Falls, and a majority are female. And Mallory Thorson of Waverly in Wright County is the new Princess K of the Milky Way. The 20-year-old South Dakota State University student was crowned Wednesday night at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. She'll represent nearly 1,800 Minnesota dairy farm families. This is MNN.